everyone. This is Brad. Welcome to this week's edition of The Pastor in Your Pocket. And this is Easter week. You know, some people call it Holy Week. I've heard people refer to it as Passion Week. This is the time when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. You know, we're going to look this coming Sunday in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So I'm going to read a few scriptures from here. 1 Corinthians 15 is always unique to me. As I've always thought about it as this is Paul the Apostle's sermon notes. If you've ever wondered, you know, well, what were some of these men's messages? What were their notes? Paul left us a pretty much a detailed outline of what he preached about as he traveled around going to the Gentile or the non-Jewish people's cities and their regions and declaring to a group of people who he said, with his own words, were aliens from the Commonwealth of Israel. They were outside of the nation of God, if you will. These were the pagans of the day. What did God preach to? What did Paul tell people about when the gospel was being preached? And it's here in 1 Corinthians 15. And I'm just going to start reading in verse 1. It says, "So moreover, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preached, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which you were saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain." He says in verse 3, "For I delivered to you first of all that which I received, that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures." I'm going to pause right there just for a second. We talked about that last week. Point number one of the gospel message is Jesus died for our sins. That was what was prophesied in the Scriptures, that He would come in Isaiah 53. He would take away all of our transgressions. Psalms 103 says that He would remove all of our iniquities, that Jesus came, just as we covered on Sunday, this last Palm Sunday, Jesus came to free us and set us free from our sins. But listen to me, it didn't stop there. You know, I think so many times when we come into Easter through my life, and please hear me, not that this is wrong, but I think at times it's just so incomplete. We focus on the death of Jesus. We focus on just what He did in His death, and it was wonderful what He did in His death. But there was more to that. You know, just this morning I was with a group of men that I meet with regularly, and one of the brothers said, "Well, you know, everybody remember this week, Jesus died for every one of us." And just from inside of my heart, this thought came to my mind, and I said, "And He rose again from the dead for each one of us." That was the whole point of the exercise, and that's what Paul says. Paul says He died for our sins in verse 3, but then in verse 4 he says, "And He was buried. And He rose again the third day, also according to the Scriptures." See, Paul takes us on this journey that Jesus died according to prophecy, and He rose again from the dead according to prophecy. And then Paul begins to give testimony to this resurrection. He says he was seen by Peter. Then he was seen by the 12 apostles. Then he was seen by over 500 brothers at one time, from whom the greater part of those people are still alive at the time Paul wrote this chapter. He says he was seen by James. Then he was seen by by all the apostles. And then last of all, he was seen by me. So guys, when we talk about the resurrection wasn't a mythical event. It wasn't just some spiritual thing that happened. Paul says, this resurrection I'm talking about, it has eyewitnesses. There are people who saw the supernatural Holy Ghost resurrection of Jesus. And again, at the time Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, and many of them were still alive that day. They were giving testimony, not just to what they heard, but to what they saw. Right? So the resurrection was a real event, but it wasn't just a historically real event. It was a spiritually real event. Paul goes on to say, he says, listen, in verse 17, If Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is futile, or it's vain, or it's empty, or it's powerless, and we are still in our sins. So, see, Paul in that one verse ties together our freedom from sin hinges on the reality of the resurrection. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then we're still trapped in our sins. But because he died and paid the sacrifice for our sins, and he rose again, we are now eternally, forever free from that which separated us from God. So remember, he didn't just forgive us or free us from the actions of sin. He freed us from the nature, the root cause of sin. He liberated us, as we covered on Sunday in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. He liberated us from the sin nature. He cut away in the circumcision of our heart. He cut away the sin nature and removed it from us so that his life could come full strength into ours, right? Because guys, listen, the whole object of, if you will, Christianity, the whole purpose of faith in Jesus Christ wasn't to just forgive us. It wasn't to just give us fire insurance. Because, you know, we talk about the resurrection many times as, well, it gets us out of hell. It releases us from eternal judgment. It does those things, but those are byproducts. That's just what the resurrection life of God is going to do. It's going to take us to the presence of God. It's going to give us everlasting or eternal life. But Paul says at the kind of towards the end of chapter 15, let me see if I can find that. It says around verse 45, it says, so it is written that the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam, Jesus, became a life-giving spirit. So see, the resurrection, it gave us the spirit life of God. It gave us his life, starting from the moment we believed. So guys, listen to me. We're going to end this little podcast here with, this is the thought I want us to come to Sunday having meditated on. Jesus came not just to make evil men good. Jesus came to make us alive in him. And the purpose of that is so that we would be transformed into him. So see, the resurrection life didn't come just to free us from hell. It didn't come just to give us an eternal security. It did those things. His life came to transform us and to breathe into us who he was so that we could be like him. I was talking to Pastor Mark about that some this morning when I was recording, before I recorded this little episode, is, you know, if I could, and I wish sometimes I could, if I could peel away our flesh and our soul, if I could shuck us, you and I together, like an ear of corn, if we could peel back the layers of who we are and we could see the kernels of the Spirit in us, we look just like Jesus. We have his DNA, just as Peter promised. He says we have the divine nature. So see, guys, the resurrection from the dead came to transform us into the image of Jesus himself so that he truly could be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. So this Easter, you're celebrating your total and radical transformation into the very image and spirit of Jesus. So that's what we're going to celebrate this Easter Sunday. Hey, you know, we've been kind of producing these podcasts for the last month or so, and I've kind of wanted us to build up some momentum, if you will, build up some habit and the muscle of doing this podcast for this purpose, so that we can engage with you in the conversation about what God is saying. So if you would you please send us your comments? If you have a question for Pastor Dusty or I, if you would like to have us maybe make other Pastor in Your Pocket podcast to explain or to answer spiritual questions or to explain something that might be challenging you in Scripture, we want to amplify this conversation to beyond just the messages we're doing in our services. So you can send your questions to our church email address, which is LOF North. That stands for Life of Faith North, LOFNorth@gmail.com. So send us your questions, send us your comments. We'd love to engage in a conversation with you and begin to produce more helpful content in this podcast so that you can have a pastor in your pocket when you're like, man, what's the answer to this question? Or man, I've often wondered about this. We'd love to help give what insight we have into your comments, into your questions. So again, you can email us at lofnorth@lifeoffaithchurch.com. We look forward to seeing you this Easter Sunday. Have a great week. Know that God loves you and we love you, and we'll talk to you soon.